Hello and welcome. This is a 3-minute summary of context engineering drawn from a larger body of research on the subject. It is the short version. By the end, you should know what this is, why it matters, and the 2 or 3 things worth remembering. Let me start with an experiment. Researchers ran the same model on the same question twice. Both times, the information needed to answer was present and correct. The only difference was that the second run had a lot of other material around it, material that happened to be irrelevant. Nothing was taken away, something was added, and the model got worse. That gap has a name now. It is called context engineering, and it exists because of one structural fact. A language model is a stateless function with fixed weights. You did not train it, and you are not going to. So the only thing engineering controls is which tokens go into the window. The context is the only lever you have. Here is what makes that hard. Attention behaves like a budget that gets spent, not like a container that gets filled. Every token you add takes attention away from every other token. So the goal is not the largest set of true statements. It is the smallest set of high signal tokens that makes the right answer likely. A perfectly accurate document that has nothing to do with the current step is not neutral. It is pure cost. And the failure is a gradient, not a cliff. Your system does not break, it quietly gets worse. There is no error, no exception, nothing in your logs. A retrieval that used to be right is now right slightly less often, which means that if you are not measuring for it, it is already happening. If you remember nothing else, remember 3 things. First, less and cleaner beats more and complete. Researchers tested 18 models and found that a single irrelevant distractor already degrades performance. Not 4. 1. So a retrieval system tuned for recall is not free. Second, what never entered the context costs nothing to manage. The cheapest optimization is at the source. A tool that returns the exit code and 5 relevant lines instead of the whole log, a filter that runs before the data reaches the model. A sub-agent that reads 50,000 tokens and returns 1,500. Third, discarding is safer than summarizing. When you delete a tool result you already used, you know exactly what you no longer have. When you compress 40 turns into a paragraph, you do not know what was dropped, and you have opened the door to something appearing in that paragraph that was never true. So exhaust the lossless options first. Most teams reach straight for summarization and never try simply deleting the tool outputs they have already acted on. There is one more thing worth knowing, and it is uncomfortable. Nobody has a reliable way to judge whether an agent did good work. Studies of thousands of agent trajectories find that automated judges perform barely better than chance on some benchmarks. So anchor on outcomes you can verify. Did the test pass? Did it compile? Is the number correct? And treat confident claims about quality, including some of the ones in this field, with the caution they deserve. The context is the only lever. Spend it like it costs something, because it does.